Can you explain what sharing information in real time means? Because my impression of all the correspondence that we're getting from the San Diego County Office of Education is that they cannot access all of our information. So what does sharing information in real time mean? Is it a technological term, or is it something that you could take on face value that when we get the information, they get the information?
In the approach back in January, in order for them to provide appropriate oversight, we were going to allow them access into the systems. However, they want to continue using the PeopleSoft system for their oversight. So with that, and again, they have a PeopleSoft expert on their team, Dr. Mark Zecca, who's cognizant and aware of the interface capabilities of Infor as well as PeopleSoft. I don't believe he shared any concerns, at least real time with me, that we wouldn't be able to provide an appropriate interface where they could continue to monitor and provide oversight responsibilities associated to the financial system. It's not going to be extracts and a day old update to their various systems. I anticipate that we'll be able to incorporate a real-time interface with them. So when I say real-time, when there's a change on one system, it'll be reflected on the PeopleSoft system. Now, however, we have to validate that concept. Architecturally, Infor has indicated to me, and we do have Infor representatives in the audience, that it is possible with the current architecture for Infor, and presenting that to Mark Zecca, who's familiar with the PeopleSoft system, my impression in talking with him, he doesn't share the same concerns that are being communicated through other avenues. I believe that the interface piece to allow PeopleSoft to get the information from Infor, it will work. I mean, I don't believe architecturally there is anything that would be a major challenge.
So just let me add something, David. So I can't remember exactly when, but it's been at least a couple of months where David Della Casada invited Terry Loftus from the county office, IT Assistant Soup, and Mark Zecca, I don't know his title, I think he's the PeopleSoft expert, like he says, to sit down here in our district and have a conversation with the engineers of Infor. So they've done that. They've sat down with David. The Infor people weren't here. They were over a conference call, but they had an opportunity to ask questions of the actual engineer of Infor around some of these questions. So we have been extending many opportunities with our county partners to get all of the information that they need to assure them, ensure that we can have real-time interface with PeopleSoft. We've gone over and over and over. We've given them the Infor people's numbers themselves. They could call on their own without us being in the room. We've offered every opportunity that we can think of and more to share with the county office every vehicle to get that information to ensure that they feel comfortable. We don't know what else to do at this point. We're bringing this forward because, again, we believe this is in the best interest of our district.
One last question, President Pike. Is the $394,000+ that you mentioned is the cost of the software for the three components of the software? Is that, first of all, Dr. Janney said that this is just an opportunity to enter and explore an agreement. And if it doesn't work out, then we don't have to do it. So I guess my question is the money committed at the time that we as a board make that decision, and then it's rebated to us if we decide that they can't give us what we want? Or does this come after the fact, or what is, did I ask the wrong question?
No, she's
gonna
respond.
Okay.
So I'm gonna respond to your question.
Oh.
So when we're entering into an alternative procurement method, such as using the Department of General Services leveraged contracts, we work with them to say these are the exact things we need. Is the Sherpa system, is the multiple items that David has talked about for software, is that part of the leveraged contract that the vendor, in this case SHI and Infor, that you have already reached an agreement with them around. Should all of the items we need not be on that list, then we wouldn't be able to utilize the leveraged purchase agreements. If it is, then we have the ability to enter into, through that leveraged contract, a contract for those services. And so it really is about the state, as is an approved method for alternative procurement, saying, yes, the items you're requesting have been approved for us without bid process. And as soon as we get that, then we would enter into the agreement. It wouldn't need an additional approval. We would utilize that agreement. If for some reason they were to say to us, which we do not believe they will, that the items we're requesting are not on the pre-approved list, then we would utilize a different method of procurement.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. And I guess my last question, how many stars does the Infor system have? Is it less than four? The rating system based on stars, how many stars does the Infor system have? Do we know? Is it?
Can you repeat that? I didn't hear that. Let's say 4.5.
Whoa.
That could be verified.
Okay.
We can certainly follow up with the 29 plus people that use the total ERP system from Infor.
There you go.
But I don't believe they would be references if they weren't pleased with the system.
So can I also say something else about the districts that we have called and talked to about Infor? They are some of the largest districts in the nation. And they're on this system, and it's working well for them. We're the largest district in the county trying to get into this system. So we're small compared to some of these large districts. We're talking hundreds of thousands of kids, so a couple hundred thousands of students, and we have close to 40. So if a system like this can work for a large urban district across the nation, then we believe it will work with for us. So, I mean, that's kind of telling.
Yes, go ahead.
So I don't know exactly how switching over systems would work, but I'm just kind of curious as to like how difficult that process is, because I know it's a lot of information to be switching over. Like, what does that look like? How easy is it for us to handle right now?
Good question.
Did you hear that question, David?
No, I didn't. Who was speaking? I'm sorry. Good question. Easy is relative. With regard to our current knowledge base with the system, we would have a better chance of basically incorporating that transition than we would on the PeopleSoft system. And so, again, we have a great deal of knowledge base. We have a very good business partner in which they will ensure that we follow the system's development lifecycle to include training before the system is actually implemented. Did I answer your question, Ms. Angelina?
Yes.
And we already have staff using Infor right now, so they're already familiar with the system.
Thank you, David. Mr. Solis.
Yeah, one last thing I did want to mention. We did get the letter, and $0 sounds great, but it's been tried, and it didn't work. We got refunded. There's a problem. There's a problem with that. So this letter was written May 9th, and we didn't get it till Friday. And it got out there in the media. Of course, it put us in a bad light, makes us look bad. But I have notes since February from the collaboration meetings that the county and the district have been discussing this forever. Right? I have all these notes. So there's a lot of things here that are misstatements, and I'm truly, honestly disappointed with Mr. Simonson. I don't know the man, but from what we've been hearing, things don't come out of the things that come out of the meetings don't necessarily come out on the papers, and that's one thing that's really disappointing, because that's one thing that we've always worked with the county tell them everything that, that we've been doing, we've been working for. And so when I read this, I was truly disappointed because we've been working on this for a long time. And Dr. Selko is super, she's awesome. She's an amazing CFO. And if she's for this system and it's going to help us improve our woes, then I think this is the way we need to go. I know it's a couple hundred thousand, a million, 1.7 at the end. But I think in the long run, it's going to help us more than PeopleSoft will. You know, we tried that. It didn't work. It didn't work. We got our money back. So that's saying a lot. So,
and according to the